Ready, Mace?
Party people in the place to be. Uh-huh. It's about that time
for us to.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Urban Media Today Talk Sports, Trevin A. Jones, Vince Butts, Ray Porter Jr. Trey Tipton just stepped out. He was here this morning. That's right. You got to go to his game. He got a game in Charlotte, North Carolina tonight where the Pitt Panthers are taking on the Clemson Tigers for the ACC Championship. Ray.
Yes.
Man, and Vince, wait a minute. Both of you. You've been covering Pitt.
Yeah.
How you feeling, man? I mean, did they got a shot tonight? Or what's
well,
up?
I mean, first, I mean, I just want to say what a story. I mean, you start off losing to, what, three of the non-conference foes. Two of them were blowouts, and then they lost to North Carolina in between.
Yeah, that was a bad loss.
It really was, and their only ACC win of the year, North Carolina, and they were 2-3. So it's easy to think that. First of all, let's even go back even further. Narduzzi, Pat Narduzzi, the head coach of the Pitt Panthers, at the media day for the Atlantic Coast Conference, he said he finished up his speech by saying, "See you all in Charlotte, because we're going to be there." So for him to put that out there, naturally everybody put the spotlight on him. So at 2-3, everybody was putting another type of spotlight on him, like, you have lost your mind. Mm-hmm. But for them, the turning point for me was when they beat Syracuse, which is a ranked team, in overtime in October after they lost the Notre Dame game. And it just seemed like after that they went on a tear. Duke, Virginia, running game stepped up. They found their identity. So I respect them for taking advantage of an opportunity that, despite the fact that they had three non-conference losses, they were non-conference losses, but they took advantage of the conference games en route to the division title. So I salute them for it. Now, do they have a shot? Yeah. Yeah, a puncher always has a chance. I mean, it's easy to go back to what they did 2 years ago, but that was a different team. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, Nathan Peterman, I have to be honest with you, I'd give anything for him to be there right now. Nothing against Pickett. Nothing against him, but I'm just saying. I mean, Peterman, despite his struggles with Buffalo, he made it to the NFL for a reason.
Right.
Running game. If the running game can be unleashed, that's obviously their chance. And, you know, times that Pickett has to throw the ball. And then their defense has to just be strong against Clemson, because they're a huge team. They're 12-0 for a reason. And they've been representing in this conference championship game for the last 6 years, and they've also been representing in the college football playoff and won the national title 2 years ago. So the battle was on. So I think they do have a chance, but they're going to have to play the game of their lives.
I agree. They have a chance, a slight chance. I think a lot of things have to fall into place for Pitt. One being, it's not going to be a surprise.
For sure.
You know, like, Pitt's not going to come in, walk in here and catch anybody off guard.
Right.
Clemson, you know, antennas are wide up, you mm-hmm. know, and eyes are wide open, ears are wide open. Their coach he doesn't have to say anything about what Pitt is capable of
right.
doing.
Mm-hmm.
And with much more at stake, you know, the ACC championship, potentially, if, you know, Pitt wins this game, that knocks, in my opinion, knocks Clemson out.
You think it does?
Absolutely.
I was wondering about that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, you know, but one thing that Pitt does have going for it, since 2002,
mm-hmm.
Pitt, as an unranked team, has won four straight versus top three opponents.
Yes, sir.
So they have a little bit of history on their side, but again, they have to play lights out. They have to have the ball bounce their way,
right.
Literally.
Literally.
So, like, and when they beat Deshaun Watson and Clemson before, he threw three interceptions in Pitt territory.
Right.
And they won. They returned 70 yards to set up a score.
Right.
They're going to need that kind of production on defense. They're going to need to force some turnovers
yeah.
on defense to, you know, to negate any scoring opportunities by Clemson. Because Clemson is going to score, and they potentially are going to score a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Pitt also has to – they have to not just run the ball like they have in the last few games, minus the Miami game. I mean, that's what they're going to be faced with, that type of defensive front,
right.
A defensive line. You know, Clemson is very good at stopping the run. So Pitt's going to have to commit to running the game and be successful mm-hmm. at running the ball. But they also have to be able to throw the ball as well.
Yeah.
Got to be able to keep that defense honest. They got to take some shots down the field. And they have to be successful mm-hmm. with those shots down the field. They have big play talent on the offensive side of the ball with Maurice French.
Right.
With Velik Carter.
Yes. Unleash him. They need to unleash him.
They do. Yeah. You know, they have you know, I've always liked Aaron Matthews of his size, 6'3", mm-hmm. you know, always like a you know, an outside guy that you know, with size like that. And you hope that they can say they can take some shots down the field, get some big plays, and score some touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. And remember their deep threat, Tazier Mack, the dude that they got from Indiana. I mean, when they've needed a big play, he did it. So, yeah, I agree. Yeah. It's going to be a fight.
So, bottom line is, both of you think they got a shot?
Well, they have a shot. I don't think they're going to win. You know, as much as I'm a Pitt supporter, I think Clemson is just too strong. But my angle. Coming into this discussion mm-hmm. was how can Pitt find a way to win?
And
also to add a little bit in, I think Matt Canada, who was the offensive coordinator back then, is not there anymore. But Sean Watson, the current offensive coordinator, has to come up with some creative ways mm-hmm. To keep Clemson's defense off balance.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I feel you both. I got another question to ask you guys, and I don't want to get too far off the topic or the subject that we're talking about, so I'm going to try to stay focused. You guys are going to have to force me to stay focused because I'm still looking at this playoff situation, and I just don't like it.
It's interesting, that's for sure.
I don't even like the way it's set up, to be honest with you. So that's my – it's a Trevin Jones. You know, anytime I have a gripe, we just going to call it a Trevin Jones. But I don't like the way the playoff system set up because anyway, either way – the way it's set up right now, Alabama's going to get into the championship game, the national championship game.
Very much so.
Unless Georgia just destroys them, they're going to get into the national championship game.
You know, that's what – when I'm looking at this playoff, the potential playoffs here, my angle was how can this thing get jumbled up where it's just not clear? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think Georgia has a very good shot of upsetting Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can come out, remember last year in the national championship game,
they
were up 13-0 in the half, 27 into the third quarter,
mm-hmm.
and Alabama needed overtime to win that game.
Right. It was a fight.
So, they needed Tua Tagovailoa. That's what they needed. Go ahead.
So, yeah, I mean, they needed a superhuman effort, and they got it. Out of Tagovailoa, so will Georgia put enough pressure on Alabama on their offense? We know Alabama's defense is lights out, but can Georgia match the intensity? You know, the talent, the desire, the will to, you know, again, put some pressure on Alabama. Mm-hmm. I mean, because they're. You know, they're probably the most balanced team that Alabama's going to face this year.
That's for sure.
Whether they get to the national championship or not.
Absolutely. I mean, I was thinking the same thing. I mean, we realize teams change over a year. I mean, look, Chubb's not on on Georgia anymore. And Alabama has also lost their share. But here they are back where they're at. But in my opinion, I believe that, like you said, Georgia has a shot. I mean, the top tier, I won't say all of the SEC know each other, but the top tier SEC teams do know each other. And, that's going to be a good one. That's at 4 o'clock. Oh, that's going to be a good one.
that's going to be the bomb. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up because today is Championship Saturday in a way. Now, Vince and Ray, this is why I say I have a problem with the playoff scenario, the way the playoffs are set up. Today, you're going to have championship games in conferences. You're going to have the SEC championship game. You're going to have the ACC championship game, which we've been talking about. Okay, you're going to have Texas and Oklahoma are going to play today.
Big 12.
Okay, in the Big 12 championship game. Okay.
And Big Ten after that.
And the Big Ten after that. You got Ohio State and Northwestern.
Oh, yeah, Northwestern.
And Northwestern. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, and then you got Memphis and UCF playing. Okay. I got to bring that one up because last year UCF was good enough to be a national champion.
Right.
Okay. And they won every game. This year they might not. But, I mean, just saying, and they're still undefeated at this point. Right. So why can't those be the playoff games? Why can't those championship games be the games that get you into the playoffs? Mm-hmm. Okay, aside from Notre Dame is not in the conference. So, you know, they would have to be like an at-large bid into a championship playoff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, to me, Notre Dame this year is the only definite. I don't think Alabama is a definite. I know everyone, you know, they're the number one team. But if, you know, I mean, you look at it, you got Alabama playing Georgia. Georgia's number four. Mm-hmm. Clemson's number two. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame's number three. You have Oklahoma, mm-hmm, number five, and OSU number six. If Ohio State wins, and they win convincingly, if Oklahoma wins convincingly, I mean, if Alabama loses, and not by a small margin, if Georgia puts it on Alabama, like if they destroy them, I don't see how Alabama stays in the college football playoffs.
But the thing is, that problem I have with everything that you just said is if. There was a lot of ifs in there. And when it comes to March Madness in college basketball, there's no ifs. There's definitive. It's, you have one shot. You play. I don't care if you're undefeated. You play until you win the title. If Alabama, if this were a playoff game, if the Alabama-Georgia game, the SEC title game, was considered part of the playoffs, you got one shot. I don't care what you did all season long, because that's how it goes. Look at the NFL playoffs. They don't care what you – matter of fact, when it comes to the NFL playoffs, do they even pay attention to your you don't even increase your record. No wins in the playoffs.
True. It ends in the regular season.
The regular season record stops. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, okay, this is the playoffs. So this is the mm-hmm second season. Mm-hmm. That's how it should be in college football. Right. When it comes to the conference championships, I think the conference championships should be part of the playoff scenario. And if you win your conference championship, I think you should get a bid into the playoffs. So whether you can consider eight conferences or whatever, but I just think that means that this regular season did mean something. In this case, with Alabama, yeah, the regular season meant something because they destroyed people. Right. You know, they beat teams by 21 points on the average. Mm-hmm. But even a champion could get beat. The only team that I remember going undefeated in college basketball was Indiana. You know when that was? That was in the 70s. Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, so if you're going to be a true champion, then you're going to step up every time regardless. It's not like you get a makeover. You don't get a make good. But Vince, you know I was on that trip last year anyway, so there's no difference. But also what I want to say, gentlemen, before you even talk about that even more, we went on the schedule for the championship games for today. Mm-hmm. What I don't want to be forgotten, y'all know how I do, There is a Southwestern Athletic Conference championship game today between Alcorn State, who's number three on our Urban Media Today Black College Football poll, and they're taking on Southern University, who's number four on our Urban Media Today Black College Football poll. They're playing for the SWAC Championship. And the winner of the SWAC Championship will get an invitation to play North Carolina A&T on December 15th, 2 weeks from now, in the Celebration Bowl. Now, that bowl is for the Black College National Champion. But this year, as you both know, on our poll, Bowie State, who just lost last weekend in the second round of Division II playoffs, and they lost big, though. They lost to Valdosta State. But they finished the season 10-3. They've been number one on our HBCU Black College Football poll for the past 3 weeks. And number two was North Carolina A&T, who hasn't played in a couple of weeks. They got the automatic bid into the Celebration Bowl on the 15th after they won the MEAC Conference. And then you have Alcorn State, Southern. And then you have, and it's Alcorn State, by the way, not Alcorn, I apologize. Alcorn State, who's number three. Then you have Southern, who's number four. Southern just beat Grambling State last weekend in the Bayou Classic. Well, not last weekend, but during the holidays. Yeah, it was last weekend. So they got the spot to play in today's SWAC championship game. Pay attention, because now the scenario I just ran down, those four teams that I just mentioned are vying for the Black College National Championship, which is at the end of the season. So after the SWAC title game today, that means there's only one more game left, and that could be the game between North Carolina A&T and either Alcorn State or Southern. And depending on how they play and how the performance is, it'll determine whether Bowie State becomes the Black College National Champion or not, because either one of those teams could end up being the Black College National Championship, and North Carolina A&T is the right now is the defending Black College National Champion. So I say that to say, yeah, everybody else is watching these other games, but you know what? On the HBCU football gridiron, we got something going on, too. It's Urban Media Today Talk Sports, Trevin A. Jones, Vince Butts, Ray Porter Jr. That's the end of the second quarter. It's halftime.
Time Flies.
And we're just getting started. We'll be right back after this timeout.